Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a decisive person in IELTS speaking, expert tips and sample answers. Describing a person who is good at making decisions is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This skill is highly valued in both personal and professional settings, making it a relevant and engaging subject for discussion. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively describe a decisive person, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics of describing a decisive person, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how to tackle questions related to describing a decisive person in each part of the test. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1, do you consider yourself good at making decisions? Sample answer, I'd say I'm fairly adept at decision-making. I tend to weigh my options carefully before coming to a conclusion. While I may not be the quickest decision maker, I pride myself on making well-informed choices that I rarely regret later. Sample question 2. How do you usually make important decisions? Sample answer. When faced with important decisions, I typically follow a structured approach. First, I gather all relevant information and consider the potential outcomes of each option. Then, I often consult with trusted friends or family members to get different perspectives. Finally, I trust my instincts and make a choice based on what aligns best with my goals and values. Part 2, individual long turn. In this section, you might receive a cue card asking you to describe a person who is good at making decisions. Here's a sample cue card and response. Cue card, describe a person you know who is good at making decisions. You should say who this person is, what kind of decisions they make, how their decisions affect others, and explain why you think they are good at making decisions. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my former manager, Sarah, who I believe is exceptionally skilled at making decisions. Sarah was the head of our marketing department at a tech startup, and her role required her to make crucial decisions daily that impacted our team and the company as a whole. Sarah's decision-making prowess was evident in various aspects of her work. She was responsible for allocating budgets, choosing marketing strategies, and setting project priorities. What set her apart was her ability to make swift yet well-informed choices, even under pressure. Her decisions had a significant impact on our team and the company. For instance, her choice to pivot our marketing strategy towards influencer partnerships led to a substantial increase in our user base. Moreover, her decisions about resource allocation ensured that our team always operated efficiently, even with limited resources. I believe Sarah excels at decision-making for several reasons. Firstly, she has an impressive ability to analyze complex situations quickly and identify the core issues. Secondly, she's not afraid to take calculated risks when the potential benefits outweigh the drawbacks. Lastly, Sarah always maintains a clear vision of our long-term goals, which guides her decision-making process. What I admire most about Sarah's decision-making style is her balance of confidence and humility. While she's assertive in her choices, she's also open to feedback and willing to adjust her approach if new information comes to light. This flexibility, combined with her sharp analytical skills, makes her an outstanding decision-maker in my eyes. Examiner's follow-up questions. How do you think Sarah developed her decision-making skills? Do you think her decision-making style would be effective in all industries? Sample answers. I believe Sarah honed her decision-making skills through a combination of experience and deliberate practice. She once mentioned that she regularly reflects on her past decisions, analyzing what worked well and what could be improved. Additionally, she's an avid reader of business literature, which likely exposes her to various decision-making frameworks and strategies. While Sarah's decision-making style is undoubtedly effective in the fast-paced tech industry, its applicability across all sectors might vary. Her quick, adaptive approach works well in dynamic environments that require rapid responses to market changes. However, in more traditional or regulated industries, a more cautious, methodical approach might be necessary. That said, I believe her core strengths, analytical thinking, vision-driven choices, and openness to feedback, would be valuable in any industry. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How do you think technology has impacted decision-making in modern society? Sample answer. Technology has fundamentally transformed decision-making in our modern society. On one hand, we now have access to an unprecedented amount of information, which can lead to more informed decisions. Tools like big data analytics and AI can process vast amounts of data, uncovering patterns and insights that humans might miss. However, this abundance of information can also lead to decision paralysis. With so many options and data points to consider, people might find it harder to make choices. Moreover, the speed at which information travels in our digital age often pressures individuals and organizations to make rapid decisions, sometimes at the expense of thorough consideration. Another significant impact is the rise of algorithm-based decision-making. From recommending products to approving loans, algorithms are increasingly making decisions that affect our lives. While this can lead to more consistent and unbiased decisions in some areas, it also raises concerns about transparency and the potential for perpetuating existing biases. Ultimately, I believe technology has made decision-making both easier and more complex. It provides powerful tools to aid our choices, but also requires us to develop new skills to navigate this information-rich landscape effectively. Question 2. Do you think the ability to make good decisions is innate or can it be learned? Sample answer. I'm of the opinion that while some individuals might have a natural predisposition towards effective decision-making, it is largely a skill that can be developed and refined over time. Certain innate traits, such as analytical thinking or emotional intelligence, can certainly give someone a head start in making good decisions. However, I believe the core components of effective decision-making can be learned and improved through experience and deliberate practice. For instance, one can learn to gather and analyze information more effectively, consider multiple perspectives, and anticipate potential outcomes. These are all crucial aspects of good decision-making that can be honed through training and experience. Moreover, many successful decision-makers often use structured approaches or frameworks that anyone can learn and apply. Techniques like cost-benefit analysis, decision trees, or even simple pro-con lists are tools that can significantly improve one's decision-making process. It's also worth noting that good decision-making often involves learning from past experiences, both successes and failures. This reflective process is something that can be cultivated over time, allowing individuals to continually refine their decision-making skills. In conclusion, while some people might find decision-making more intuitive than others, I firmly believe that with the right mindset, tools, and practice, anyone can significantly enhance their ability to make good decisions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test when describing a decisive person, consider using the following vocabulary and phrases. Decisive, adjective, decisive, able to make decisions quickly and effectively. Example, her decisive nature made her an excellent leader in crisis situations. Analytical, adjective, using logical reasoning to solve problems. Example, his analytical approach to decision-making ensures all aspects are considered. Weigh options, phrase, to carefully consider different choices. Example, before making a decision, she always takes time to weigh her options thoroughly. Take calculated risks, phrase, to make decisions after careful consideration of potential outcomes. Example, successful entrepreneurs often need to take calculated risks to grow their businesses. Assertive, adjective, assertive, confident and direct in dealing with others. Example, her assertive decision-making style inspires confidence in her team. Foresight, noun, foresight, the ability to predict what will happen or be needed in the future. Example, his foresight in predicting market trends led to several successful business decisions. Pragmatic, adjective, slah, matic, dealing with things sensibly and realistically. Example, her pragmatic approach to problem-solving often leads to effective solutions. Intuitive, adjective, intuitive, using or based on what one feels to be true without conscious reasoning. Example, some leaders rely on their intuitive decision-making skills in fast-paced environments. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing a decisive person in your IELTS speaking test, use specific examples to illustrate the person's decision-making skills. Employ a range of vocabulary related to decision-making and leadership. Discuss both positive and negative aspects of the person's decision-making style for a balanced perspective. Link your ideas coherently using appropriate transition phrases. Practice speaking about decision-making in various contexts to improve fluency. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about describing the person, but also demonstrating your ability to express complex ideas clearly and coherently in English. For more tips on tackling challenging topics in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to make a decision under pressure. This will help you further enhance your speaking skills and prepare for various scenarios in the test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.